Friends, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So Jesus begins his teachings today. Do not judge, and you won't be judged. But the word in judge in English, it really has kind of like this broad spectrum of meaning, doesn't it? Judge can mean to make a proper decision based on evidence. It can mean to discern. It can mean to investigate or to test or to evaluate. But is that what Jesus means? Because in the whole Sermon on the Mount, which is the last section of, Jesus is calling us to investigate, to discern, to make a proper decision about our own actions, to realize that there's this way of living into the kingdom, and to allow the Holy Spirit to correct our course in our hearts and in our lives. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is telling us to do nothing but judge. That's why I think the English word judge here isn't helpful. It needs explanation. Almost 20 years ago, I was driving in the car with my wife. We were both working at the same church. I was working as the youth minister, and she was working in the preschool. And it was great, we got to have lunch together. And when coming back from lunch one day, as I was turning into the church parking lot, there was a man crossing, the entranceway, and he was taking his time. And in my mind, in my judgment, I thought he was walking to be kind of cool. He had this very pronounced swagger. It annoyed me. I mean, this was Ocean Beach. That wouldn't be uncommon. And in my annoyed state, I made the comment to my wife, "Oh, this guy, he thinks he's so cool walking slow. He needs to just hurry up." And my wife, who's always been the better Christian, she said, "Honey, I think he has a limp. I think he's having trouble walking." And as he got closer, it was very clear that he was handicapped. I made fun of. I passed judgment on somebody who was handicapped. See, Jess and I, we both judged the situation, but mine came with condemnation. Jesus says, do not judge so that you may not be judged. But to be more precise, he's saying, do not find fault with or condemn or even express a negative opinion about others. See, I was so consumed with wanting to get back to my ministry for God, with my needs. I was so inwardly focused that those logs in my eye did not allow me to see that what I thought was a speck in the other person's eye wasn't actually there. I was blinded by my own sin of hurriedness to see clearly. Jesus is calling us to be very careful when we go about condemning others, because we often do that without first being self-aware of our own internal issues and our own internal processes. Friends, we have to look deeply and intensely at what's going on in ourselves, because when we know the logs in our own eyes, we are less likely to condemn the specks. We're less likely to look down on others for their actions. We are less likely to judge. See, we have to allow God to point out and to remove the logs in our own eyes before we go about trying to take the specks that we think others have. But it seems like that's exactly opposite of our culture today, especially if you're online. It seems like everyone believes that their own sin, their own brokenness, their own bad habits, they don't matter, and it's okay to offer up condemnation to those seemingly worse things that other people do. All you got to do is go on Twitter to see this. But here's where being Lutheran is important and helpful. We believe that we are at the same time sinners, deeply flawed people who mess up. Our tempers are short. We sometimes take the easy way out. We hold grudges. We're addicted to all manners of things. We refuse to be vulnerable with our children or to be emotionally available to our spouses. We fudge a little on our income taxes. We speed. We get angry too fast, and we apologize too infrequently. And at the same time, with all of that, we are saints, made holy and righteous by the blood of Jesus. We are sinners and saints together. We don't have all the logs pulled out. So Jesus tells us to be careful when we think we see specks in others. See, the best way to actually help people is to receive them just as they are, with care and love and gratitude for who they are. And when we feel like condemning, asking questions, trying to understand where they're coming from and what they're doing, to walk with them in their brokenness, while at the same time being made aware of your own. And when we've carefully examined our own motives, and the reason that we're looking for the specks in our neighbor's eye, Jesus says, don't throw your pearls before swine. Seems kind of harsh. But what Jesus is saying is that once you've done the work and you're trying to help somebody and they don't take it, stop offering it. He says it's like giving something holy to dogs. It's like throwing your fine pearls before pigs. You, friends, can only offer assistance. You cannot change anyone. And then the next section, Jesus says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you find. Knock and the door will be open. And we tend to take all of these sections of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount and separate them into individual teachings. But Jesus is telling us that not to judge. And we go to help people if they don't want it, stop offering it. And then he says, ask, seek, and knock. And what he's saying here is ask to be made aware of your own logs. Ask to be enlightened to those times when you yourselves didn't want help and people were throwing their pearls before you. Seek to live in the kingdom that Jesus is giving you, and he'll give it to you. And If friends, if you forget all of that last part of Jesus' sermon, if it becomes too much and you can't remember all of that stuff, he says the golden rule. Matthew 7:12. In everything, not in some things, in everything, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And then Jesus says, this is the law. This is everything. This is the prophets. This is all of it. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you can't remember anything else Jesus says, it hangs on this. And then he says, that's the narrow way. And then Jesus, he closes up the entirety of the Sermon on the Mount by saying, when you do these things, when you live this way, it's like building a house on a rock. Storms are gonna come. Wind is gonna blow. Bad things are going to happen, but your home, it'll stay secure. And when you don't do these things, it's like building your house on the sand. The storms are still gonna come, but your house is gonna be shaken. See, in the Sermon on the Mount, the only way to live is by treating others the way that you want to be treated, with grace, with love, with forgiveness, with heaping piles of benefit of the doubt. Because here's the kicker, here's the good news. That is God's disposition towards us. That's how God looks and acts and is in relationship with us, with grace and love and benefit of the doubt and forgiveness. And we see that in our first reading, where the woman is supposed to be stoned by the law, and Jesus, who is without sin, who is without logs, who is able to be the only one to cast judgment, says, go, I forgive you, sin no more. Thanks be to God that Jesus has shown us who God is. Amen.